Methane often forms when bacteria break down organic matter in areas of low oxygen. A team led by UW-Madison limnology professor Emily Stanley looked at methane measurements in streams and rivers worldwide using data from about 115 publications. Stanley says the amount of the heat-trapping gas is about 10 times more than scientists had judged. She says the problem may get worse with a warming planet.
Then you get more respiration, more plant decomposition, more sorts of processes like that. That results in more carbon dioxide and methane being released into the atmosphere, and around we go.
Stanley says methane emissions tend to be higher from watersheds with a lot of agriculture, urban development, or dams. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.